Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The anniversary of January 6th has come and gone, but it's turning out to be a holiday of propaganda for the state. A day to celebrate lie upon lie and the corrupt Washington, D.C. establishment's gaslighting of America.
As a result of the events on January 6th, the lives of five heroic officers were lost.
Brian Sicknick was a U.S. Capitol Police officer devoted to serving our nation. He lost his life protecting our elected representatives.
No police officers were killed on January 6th. Period. Ashley Babbitt was killed on January 6th.
2 years later, the real evidence is still hidden from public view.
Based on what I saw and observed in the video clip, Ashley Babbitt was murdered. She was shot and killed under color of authority by an officer who violated not only the law but his oath and committed an arrestable offense.
Victoria White from Rochester, Minnesota, with the crowd had come up to the tunnel entrance, and she says she had been pushed in by the momentum of the crowd, and she ended up being trapped against one of the walls. And fairly short time after she got in there, she was attacked by a police officer, a supervisor from the Metro DC Police Department. And it went on for maybe 5 minutes. She was struck nearly 40 times in the head and face.
It is definitely a crime that was committed by Officer Morris when she struck a downed person. She was seriously attempting to injure Roseanne Boylan by striking her.
But they pulled her into the Capitol. Then she did receive emergency care, and I think heroic care. The officers that were inside didn't hesitate. Unfortunately, we're pretty sure she was deceased by that time.
The Capitol Police, per their own timeline, received the authorization request from the Department of Defense, where I was chief of staff for National Guard's men and women, before January 6th. The Capitol Police then went to the Sergeant at Arms in the House and the Senate and the Chief of Police, and the decision was made, pursuant to their own timeline, that that request would be declined.
And key players in the staged insurrection with ties to the federal government and its Mockingbird media arm are still walking free. The names Ray Epps, Megan Paradise, Luke Phillips, John Sullivan. Sullivan's brother, James, turned John into the FBI after he had previously been released. James explained to the FBI that he believed his brother was not only involved in the riots at the U.S. Capitol, but was somehow in charge of the breach into the U.S. Capitol. That populist counter-revolution propagandized as far-right extremism has been spreading worldwide for years, just as the O'Biden administration's totalitarianism is spreading to world leaders as it's propagandized as homeland security. The overwhelming majority of people in Brazil know that the recent presidential election was stolen by the convicted criminal President Lula, convicted of corruption roughly 6 years ago.
President Lula is actually a convicted felon for bribery, as well as being a socialist. So you have half the country that feels severely disenfranchised.
This election had no transparency. So the protesters who protested for the last 70 days peacefully, no arson, no violence, just wanted a evidence proof that this was an honest election. Now, it turns out, as the plot usually does thicken in these situations, that there were many an agent provocateur yesterday at these buildings and doing incredible gross damage, breaking windows and such. And it looks like this is turning into a Reichstag fire and being used to clamp down on these democratic protests.
Mirroring the aftermath of January 6th, Lula is, of course, blaming former President Bolsonaro, calling him a genocidist that encouraged the protesters who swarmed all three branches of government. Back here in the United States, the audacity of the arrest of Ashley Babbitt's mother, who was simply honoring her daughter who was murdered by the state with no charges filed, continues to spotlight the O'Biden administration's road to tyranny. The right to protest, as it is deemed in our Constitution, clearly belongs to one class of people in America, and it ain't most of us.
We came here to the Trump International Hotel to remind those uggos that stormed the Capitol that they're still ugly.
And we're reminding them with just how hot we are.
Sexy baby, you are such a
the establishment, without a shred of doubt, are precisely the people the founders warned us about.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
MTG is set to join us coming up in the next segment. Criminal investigations are being launched around the world about the poison shots. Now the FDA has released the documents admitting it's causing mass heart attacks and cardiovascular crises. Here's a promo Joe Rogan sent me yesterday. It's a little satire piece, but it's very, very sick when you realize how real this is. Are you suffering from a medical coincidence?
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
Hey, we've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer, sudden death, and much, much more. Give your coincidence the attention it deserves, but not the wrong kind of attention. At Kauffman. Schedule your appointment today at KauffmanCoincidence.com and receive a doctor's note with a real sciencey sounding explanation to provide to your anti-vax friends, proving to them it was definitely not the vaccine that caused your coincidence. Kauffman, because coincidences happen pretty much all the time.
And those coincidences are killing an extra 13% death rate compared to the years previous. The highest increase in death rate the planet's ever seen, by massive numbers. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, January 12th transmission. MTG's been scheduled twice this week, but had to move it because of all the voting going on. But they're set to let out Congress early. In just the next few minutes, she should be on with us a little bit later. In the hour, she's calling for criminal investigations and criminal hearings in the criminal launch of this bioweapon and the gain of function and the origin of a virus in the Fauci, Bill Gates, Peter Daszak labs. We're going to be drilling through all that with her coming up and so much more. The FDA got a law passed in December
no more animal testing. And I told you that was coming. They'll just take drugs directly to market, including these poison shots. And then it's all a coincidence because no studies are done. No studies will be done by the government or corporations, and they think the media will then just cover it up. This is mass depopulation. Then we have another big piece of legislation. 210 Democrats voted against a bill requiring medical care for babies born alive after an abortion attempt. So infanticide that they're pushing to basically keep legal. They've been doing it by fiat. That's all coming up. Huge news on the economy, huge news on the military front, huge news on the Uvalde shooting front, massive news on the imminent announcement of banning gas stoves, and more. New York's introduced legislation to do it. Biden's moving forward with it. This is the total shutoff of all of our industry and siege. That's coming up. But first, Harrison Smith's done it again. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Watch the Ukraine war pitch meeting. Here it is.
What are you doing over there?
Hmm?
What? Nothing. Nothing. What? Where? In Ukraine. What are you up to? Ukraine? What? Ukraine? Nothing's happening in Ukraine. Ukraine of all places. Where do you get this stuff?
No, it looks like there's some sort of NATO expansion and a CIA-backed coup and something about Joe Biden withholding $1 billion.
Want to get impeached?
Impeached? You can't impeach me.
In that case, just shut up.
No, I'm not kidding. It looks like Russia is massing on the border.
Well, it's fine. We're sending Anthony Blinken over there.
Oh, to prevent a war?
No.
Okay, well, what's he doing?
He's going over to protect democracy.
Oh, democracy. I love that word.
Terrible news.
Oh, no. Russia invaded Ukraine. Oh, no. Why?
Well, because Vladimir Putin's evil. So,
because Putin's evil?
Putin evil, Zelensky good. That about sums it up.
Okay, so the largest country in the world decided to invade a country the size of Texas, and the only reason you're giving me is Putin evil?
Big country, little country. You get it.
I'm confused. Well, you don't like the fact that a bigger country invaded a smaller country, do you?
No, I mean, I guess not.
Great, you're fully on board. Here's the Ukrainian flag. Hey, have you heard about the Ghost of Kiev? He's this lone fighter pilot. It's protecting the whole city. He's already downed like 6 Russian airplanes. It's incredible.
Whoa, really?
No. But there are these guys on Snake Island. When the Russians demanded they surrender, they responded, "Go f*** yourself." It's awesome.
Whoa, really?
No. No, that didn't happen either. But did you hear about the Russian atrocities? They are committing war crimes against children.
Oh, my God. Really?
Nope. But it doesn't matter because we have to defend Ukraine. They are our military ally.
I don't actually think they are.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it anyway because, after all, we've got to defend democracy.
Okay, so what are we doing to help? I mean, can we mediate? We can call for peace?
How many zeros is in 100 billion?
You're writing them a $100 billion check?
Yeah, I mean, I was writing checks in the tens of millions, but I was running out of checks, so I'll just do one big one.
How much have you sent them?
You mean how much have you sent them?
No idea. Literally impossible to know.
Okay, well, where's it all going?
Again, who knows?
Up in smoke, or whatever bombs do.
Ugh, that's so much money. Has there even been an official declaration of war yet?
A what?
I've never even heard of that. No, there was a declaration that Putin is evil. Sure, you heard me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm really convinced that Putin is evil.
Well, of course Putin is evil. I mean, if he's not evil, why would he drive our gas prices up so high?
Putin drove our gas prices up?
Well, gas prices are high because of the sanctions that Putin made us put on him. So.
Oh, sanctions. So this is hurting Russia.
They've never been better, actually.
Okay, well, what about our oil supply?
No, it's awful. Actually, we're having to sell our strategic reserves.
You mean use?
No, sell.
Sell to who?
China.
You know, our enemy?
Okay, if we're having to sell our strategic reserves, like, why don't we just pump our own oil? Don't we have domestic production?
Unfortunately, somebody already banned all of the pipelines and drilling permits, so can't use it.
Yeah, that was you.
We're going green.
Gas prices have doubled.
It's a transition.
Transition into what?
Transition for climate change.
I thought we were talking about the war in Ukraine.
Oh, right. Well, the weapons that we're giving Ukraine are extremely fuel efficient. We can kill thousands for the same amount of emissions as a small SUV. So, progress. And hey, here's some good news. Somebody just blew up Russia's underwater pipeline.
Oh my God, who?
I don't know. Who could it be?
No one's going to believe that. They're going to think you did it.
Me? The U.S. government?
You know Russia has nukes, right? Like, is this game of brinksmanship really worth it?
I'm in my bunker now. It's pretty nice. What was that last question? I said, is it really worth this game of nuclear brainstorms?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Similar awesome America First records in supporting McCarthy. She got a lot of criticism, but Trump was supporting McCarthy as well. Here she is to tell us why she did it and what's on the agenda. I know what Roger Stone says. He says with that small majority, that 20 members or so are patriots, can now basically control the House and the entire agenda. But why would we then want McCarthy to be in that position? I guess we're going to have to ask MTG that. But I love her. I think she's one of the best members of Congress. And they're already getting a lot of great stuff passed. And she's also announced that she's going to push for investigations into pharma, into the shots, and into the origin of the virus and gain of function. So Congresswoman MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene is with us until 45 after. Congresswoman, thanks for making time.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Well, I'm going to try to give you the floor. What do you want to tackle first, the agenda or what happened last week with McCarthy and the way forward here?
Well, I can just make it real short and sweet and let everyone know that the person you see right now is no different than the person you've known over the past 2 years. And the reason why I didn't oppose Kevin McCarthy's speakership, because I knew there was no plan against him, because no one else was truly running for speaker. And I was also already on board with the agenda that he had set forth and that many of us had worked with him on. The great thing that people don't know about Kevin McCarthy is he has listened to us for the past 2 years, and he's truly listening to the American people. He's working with President Trump all the time on the America First agenda. And so I'm already on board for that, and I have truly hated Nancy Pelosi's speakership and watched her pass Biden's agenda. And for me, I just could not wait to have a Republican speaker. I could not wait to have the gavel. And I was ready to go for investigations that need to be done and ready to go for real work to undo all the awful things that Joe Biden has been able to accomplish with Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell helping her in the Senate. I was ready. And then I just want everybody to understand, here's something very important, and I've got both of them in my hand. This is the rules package right here. This is the rules package that we had on January 1st. The date's right here at the bottom. And this was before we ever took the first vote for speaker. And in this rules package, the only thing that got changed, and here's the second rules package. This is on January 6th. This was the final day that we voted for speaker after 15 ballots. The only thing changed in the rules package was the motion to vacate went from five members of Congress. It was five members in the original package on January 1st, and it went to one member on the motion to vacate on January 6th. So if anyone is confused and thinks that a lot changed after the big fighting they saw on television, after 15 ballots, 20 Republicans opposing Kevin McCarthy, and a lot of negotiating, nothing changed in the rules, nothing changed in writing, but the motion to vacate from five members to one.
Okay, so just to be clear, I like seeing 20 members flex their muscle. I liked that the demonstration of power, kind of like Senator Mnuchin has been able to do a lot of good things. He's certainly not perfect, but he's blocked a lot of really bad things because they have a very slim majority, the Democrats do in the Senate. You guys can now do something similarly with the 20 people you have. But what you're saying is McCarthy made a deal. He's been sticking by it the 2 years you've been with him. He made a new deal, and so you'd already agreed, and so you're saying basically it was smoke and mirrors to act like there was a bunch of bad stuff that hadn't been done, but the truth is you basically got the very same package that was already agreed to.
That's right. It was the same package, except the one piece, the motion to vacate, went from 5 members to 1. And I'll tell you, the 20 opposing McCarthy proved that 5 members to vacate is plenty, because 20 was stopping his ability to be speaker after 15 ballots. Now, here is the good news, and this is where I do appreciate my colleagues and friends in the 20, but it was all of us. It was in our entire conference. We're working together and hammering out the details in our conference meetings on what our agenda would be for this conference, this Congress, and the bills we wanted to pass. All of that was done and agreed on before January 1st. But here's what I do think is important, because I've been one of the leaders, Alex, fighting on the House floor for the past 2 years. Everyone knows this. They have watched me do it. I've called for roll call votes over and over again so that Congress would be on record. I've opposed the Democrats' agenda. I've introduced multiple articles of impeachment on Joe Biden, and Merrick Garland co-sponsored impeachment articles for Mayorkas. You know, I really do believe in fighting to make sure that
absolutely.
We do the right
that's
thing.
Why you were the number one enemy in the Congress and the media. We love you. We know that. The media's tried to manipulate some of the right wing to create an internal Republican fight as a distraction. People scored a lot of points doing that, but it really didn't do anything. So now I want to move on. I just wanted to get it on record. Most of my audience understands that, but for some that didn't or thought, well, why is Jones not mad about this? It's because we're going to wait and see what happens now. And I trust you, and I trust Trump on almost every issue other than the shots. And so we're already seeing some really good bills getting voted on. Tell us now what's on the agenda in the new Congress and how the public can support you and other good members to get this through and then block Joe Biden's Great Reset.
Okay, absolutely. We have to block the Great Reset. We have to stop the globalization. We have to stop all of those things. So now, just to let everyone know so they can have confidence going forward, I want to remind everybody of one important thing. There's 222 members of Congress. It takes 218 Republicans to pass any bill on the House floor. So that means that if we want to work really hard to stop something or change something, conservatives can do that in Congress, and I'm a conservative. And we will be working hard to make sure that our Republican conference is successful and is serving the American people and the America First agenda. So I want to make that very clear. Here's some great things that we've already gotten done this week. First thing we did was we defunded Joe Biden's 87,000 IRS army. That was the first thing we did. We've already established a select committee on strategic competition between the United States and China. So we're going to be holding China accountable. We've also established a select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government as a select investigative committee of the Committee on Judiciary. Now, this will hold FBI, DOJ accountable for how they've censored Americans, how they've gone after parents on school boards, and how they basically ignored the attacks on Justice Kavanaugh and other Supreme Court justices after the Dobbs decision, but did nothing about these Antifa activists and basically terrorists firebombing and going after pregnancy resource centers. So we're going to be holding them accountable, and these committees have been established, the one on China and the one on the weaponization of the government. So we've also done some other things. And remember, we've only been here a week. We don't even have our committee set up because that got delayed from the infighting last week.
All right. Stay right there, MTG. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back and talk more about the agenda and more about your call for congressional hearings on what happened with the shots. There's a criminal investigation now going in Florida by the state, the German government, the Japanese government. It's happening everywhere. And you're the tip of the spear there in Congress. They're in the House. Rand Paul in the Senate.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is with us for one more segment. She's been very, very busy in Congress. She's going over the real agenda that's taking place. A lot of big things are about to happen that she can't tell you about yet. But she was telling me during the break there's going to be a major move in the House and the Senate exposing these poison shots and the people dying suddenly and the collapses. Can you tell us as much as you can right now about what you can get to, about plans to really go after the deep state, not just there, but also the censorship, the big intelligence agencies working with big tech we now know to surveil people, not just censor them, and big pharma involved in that as well?
Yes, so on the Oversight Committee, we're going to be investigating everything people have seen come out of the Twitter files. This is the, you know, the collaboration between the DCCC, between outside organizations, with Homeland, combined with the Biden administration, big tech, Twitter, the Sixth Sense of Facebook, Google, YouTube. I mean, you know this of all people, Alex. The government has truly collaborated with big tech to censor and silence, taking away the First Amendment rights of Americans. That is going to be a huge investigation that will be happening through the Oversight Committee, and we cannot wait to get it ready to go. Other things you're going to see, there is going to be a special committee dedicated to COVID. And this will deal with everything from the origins of COVID, investigating the gain of function research and of how much the tax dollars went towards that. It will investigate the National Institute of Health, Dr. Fauci, and any other employees there in the federal government that were involved with the Wuhan lab, China. It will investigate where people's taxpayer funds went in relation to COVID-19. And then don't forget about how many small businesses were forced to close, children who committed suicide, adults who committed suicide, school closures, just unreal devastation to the American people, as well as COVID deaths all over the world. Think about how many senior citizens died in their nursing homes because COVID patients were put in there. I'm also very interested in investigating what is happening with people having suddenly this high amount of strokes, blood clots, cardiac arrest, adult sudden death syndrome, people dying suddenly. This is all caught on camera. You were showing it during your break, and these videos are shocking. Anyone that has been around on planet Earth for longer than 2 years knows for a fact none of these things are normal, and it needs to be investigated, and people need to be held accountable. I'm very interested in the VAERS reports on the CDC, the amount of deaths and vaccine injuries reported in relation to the COVID-19 vaccine is staggering. And it isn't made up. It isn't false information. It isn't misinformation. It's very real. And I believe all of those reports need to be investigated. So there's a lot that needs to be done. As a matter of fact, so much that needs to be done. I just don't even know if we're going to have the time to do it. But we're going to put every ounce of energy and time we can into this investigation. So people will be seeing this up and coming. That committee has not been set up and assigned yet, but it will be set up and assigned, I believe, next week. Here's something exciting that people in the pro-life community can celebrate today. We passed this week that would require healthcare workers to provide the same level of care to babies who survive an abortion as they would to a baby that say was born prematurely or you know, in an emergency situation. It's shocking to me, Alex, that every single Democrat voted against this, except one voted present. I mean,
well,
can
that
you
was
imagine?
My next point. I had the Fox News article, 210 Democrats voted against bill requiring medical care for babies born alive after abortion attempt. That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, this just shows you how cold, heartless, and evil Democrats are, that they would literally vote against medical care for a baby that survived an abortion, a horrific attempted murder on this life, and the baby is still born alive. Democrats are voting to murder it, to make sure that it dies, to make sure that this little boy or little girl just fighting for their life after they're born. Democrats want them dead. Every single Republican voted to save their life.
Beyond so, evil. We've only got about 4 minutes left. You've been very gracious. I want to run through a bunch of topics with you now.
Okay.
What do you make of Biden saying he knew nothing about the documents at his foundation at Penn State? Now more documents pertaining to China, just like at Penn State. We know he and his son have been on the Chinese payroll. That came on the laptop and more. How smoking gun is this? Because as you know, a vice president cannot declassify documents. Only a president can do it. So what Trump did was totally legal and totally normal. And now we know Biden has them at his house. This is insane.
This is a very serious issue, and we're already having a lot of meetings on this, and I've been involved, and I've spoken with President Trump multiple times about it. The President of the United States is the only one that can declassify documents. The Vice President cannot declassify documents, and for Joe Biden to be in possession of classified documents, that means that he stole them. that he's not supposed to be in possession of those. But what we're seeing, and the fact that his own staff, his own attorneys, is revealing that Joe Biden, three times they are revealing that he is in possession of classified documents. I think there's a lot to be said there. I think one question is, number one, what are these documents and why is he in possession of them? Well, clearly, I believe he stole them. Number two, why is his own staff and his own attorneys being the one to reveal this information? I think there's a lot there, too. Are they preemptively trying to stop more information from coming out? Or are we actually seeing the Democrat Party starting to turn on Joe Biden?
That's what I think it is.
Yes. We already know that Hunter Biden is in a lot of trouble with his laptop, and that's another thing that we'll be doing on the Oversight Committee, is heavily investigating into Hunter Biden's laptop, into their bank accounts. I don't care about his drug use. I think it's disgusting, and it's very sad.
But being connected to the communist Chinese, as his audio recordings are, I work for the Chinese intelligence chief. He's been arrested. What do I do, Daddy? Another big subject, Biden's attacking our energy infrastructure, not just our pipelines, and taking our strategic oil reserve and selling it to China. Now they're set, Fox News is reporting, to try to ban all gas heaters and stoves. Those are incredibly clean sources of heat and energy and cooking our food. What are you going to do about that?
I think it's appalling, and we have to stop it. And I want you to know, the vote that I just had an hour ago, Republicans voted to stop any of our oil and our strategic petroleum reserves to be sold to China. That was something that we just got done today. But this attack on the gas industry is appalling, and it's America last. The government has no right to control the demand of in our economy. And the American people, everyone demands natural gas. It's an easy choice between an electric stove and a gas stove. Everyone wants a gas stove. And it's not about the climate. They're lying about that.
Well, that's right. At first they said they were going to do it, but there was a backlash. Now they've backed off. But you know what they do. Now they'll bring it back again.
That's right. Well, what it is the globalist agenda for the Green New Deal, and it has to be stopped, Alex. It's the most dangerous thing for our entire planet and all of humanity, because the Green New Deal will cause more humans to die than any type of fossil fuel usage, than any type of climate lie. More people are alive today because of fossil fuels. More people, we have more food available to humans than any
time. You're absolutely right. We're out of time. We've got 45 seconds. Will you also push for investigations of the Davos Group that brags that it's been grooming and paying off and controlling U.S. politicians and others? I see that as just as big a threat as communist China. What's your view in 30 seconds on that?
Alex, I'm dedicated to the oversight and investigation into any abuse of our government and the taxpayers' funds. I'm dedicated to that. But here's another great news. We're kicking Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, and Adam Schiff off of their committees. That was Kevin McCarthy's promise, and he's making sure that gets done.
Was one of the other incredible things you did. Two segments is not enough. Marjorie Taylor Greene, we love you. We salute you. Great job. You're such a leader. You're such a godsend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Got big news coming up on the other side, talking about Davos. Stay with us. Wait till you hear this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the
hour. We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm going to be here till 2 o'clock today, and then several great guest hosts fighting the New World Order. We'll be hosting the fourth hour from New Zealand. Then at 3 o'clock Central, the great Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. At 2 Central, I'm going to be on Piers Morgan's show. That's the top show in the U.K. It's also broadcast here in the U.S., and it's online. When he does big interviews, they get about 10 million views on YouTube. I really look forward to that. I haven't debated Piers Morgan since 2013. Almost 10 years ago, and that was the biggest event that year in ratings-wise on CNN. This will be an hour-long debate. I'm going to be friendly and nice if he lets me talk, but if he tries to run over me, well, you know what happens. If you think you're getting our guns, 1776. If you think you're getting our free speech, 1776. But I really want to try to have an in-depth discussion with him on a host of topics because he has a large audience. I'd like to warn people about the New World Order. So we'll put a link up today on Infowars.com at 2 p.m. He wanted me on tape before, and then he wanted me on live, and I said, listen, I'll only do it live. So he says it'll be live. His show starts at 2 p.m. Central, so we'll have that up on the front page streaming on Infowars.com while the other co-host and host are doing a great job in the fourth hour today. And there's a bunch of other big podcasts I'm going to be on the next week. I'll leave it at that. There's going to be some other really big podcasters the next week or two. They're going to be in studio with us. I'll just leave it at that. But look for a lot of next-level surprises here at the InfoWar. Okay. I've got just some totally insane articles here in front of me that when you read them, you think these people are crazy. But they're not crazy in the way you think of a schizophrenic that thinks that there's aliens in the attic. Or that, you know, there's a man living under their bed. They're crazy in that they love to be evil. They're crazy that they think they can get away with evil. They're crazy that they reject God. But they're trying to make us crazy and trying to make us submit to any form of brainwashing and control they want. So I'm going to hit two big examples of that here in just a moment. Then I'm going to cover news and open the phones up in the second hour, and then we have a very well-known pastor and international television radio host who also has a large church who's been living down on the Texas border the last few months in a tent with his wife. He's gotten some amazing footage, and he'll be joining us in the third hour to lay that out. But we'll be taking your calls some in the next hour. I'll give that number out here at the end of the segment. We'll start lining you guys up to get you on air in hour number two. But the gaslighting that I want to hit is extremely important, and it's bigger than just these two stories. It's an example of the mindset of the globalists who are trying to train us to accept absurdity, because you have to be brain dead or just totally out of your mind to want to live in the world they're trying to build, the world they're trying to destroy. But before I do that, I want to thank the viewers for their incredible support, your prayer, your word of mouth, and as well as the listeners and everybody else. And I want to encourage you to realize that we're sponsored by you. And we have been in the red for the last 6 months, off and on. And I really have put the plea out for you to get great products that you already really need that really will enrich and empower your life in amazing ways. And it could save your life. You need all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the trace elements, and the products we've got. If you don't get them from us, get them somewhere else. But these are the very best, and they keep us on air. So I think we should be the place you spend your money, your hard-earned money. And I'm very respectful of that and very thankful. But I really came to you in the last week and told you we need help. And folks have come through. If people continue to buy products at InfoWars Store at the level you've been buying them in the last week, we will be out of the hole we've been in about a month. It'll take a month of increased sales to dig us out of the $1 million-plus 6 month hole we're in. And then if those sales continue, we will then be able to successfully move forward. And we've got some great sponsors that are about to come on board in about a month that will take care of the underage. And then it won't be such a desperate situation. But we have the products in stock that we have in stock. Any order you order will be shipped to you within a day. These are amazing products. X2, X3 sold out. A lot of our best-selling products are sold out, but a lot of our other great products have come back in, like Real Red Pill Plus, like Down and Out Sleep Aid, and like the new Pain MD from InfoWars Platinum that is just incredibly powerful compounds that are healthy ways to really mitigate and deal with pain. People take this. They love it. This is a clone or a private label by us of the number one best-selling natural pain reliever on the market. It's very strong. Pain MD, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, testosterone 1776 boost is the name I gave it, 1776 testosterone boost. It is just a private label of the number one natural testosterone booster out there from the top pharmaceutical company that puts it out but sells it over the counter in stores for $100 a bottle. You can get it for $54 at InfoWarsStore.com. I could sell cheap testosterone boosters, you know, that don't cost very much money. This costs a lot because it's got really, really good ingredients for us to get. And then we cut it way back from the markup you'd see in stores. So get 1776 testosterone boost today at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Down and Out Sleep Aid is our strongest sleep aid. We've got three of them. They're all excellent. This one's really strong. Be careful with it. Big doses of the valerian root and melatonin and five other ingredients. deep restful sleep is so important. Get your down and out back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And Real Red Pill has been sold out for 2+ years. The real fountain of youth, folks, with the pregnenolone and so much more, all associated with being healthier and slowing the aging process, just overall having a better life. It's got everything you need, a bunch of proprietary ingredients. It's back in stock, but at current sales rate, it's going to sell out in a few weeks. Despite that, we need the funds in now, so it's 50% off, but it's going to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let me start getting to this, then I'm going to hit it more next hour and then go to your calls. This is such a big deal. Because this is happening all over the Western globalist-controlled world, similar things to this, and they do this on purpose, so it's totally absurd, so that when you accept it, you're now in a cult. No, it's not saying two men can have a baby, or that women in a prison are having babies when it's men they're putting in prisons. That's all meant to be absurd as well, or that carbon dioxide is poisonous when it's what plants breathe and put off oxygen. They've already done all that. And other universities have banned the word Lynch. Lynch Hall. It's an Irish last name. Famous Irish guy pays for Lynch Hall. They banned the name Lynch Hall 100 years later because Lynch might make somebody think they're going to get lynched. Now the University of Southern California removes the word field for being racist. You may not use it in the textbooks, in the articles. If you say it, you'll be censored. First it's the N-word. Now it's the word field, meaning energy field, grass field, the football field. And people will now submit. It's another word they won't say. Kind of like the fist bump emoji is being banned all over because the ADL says it is a white power symbol. They also say that the OK symbol is bad. Again, it's about these groups controlling language, controlling symbols, and controlling what you can say and what you can do. These are authoritarians, extremely dangerous. Now, I just covered that. The University of Southern California has removed the word field from the curriculum and academic references because it supposedly has racist connotations. No, this is not the Babylon Bee. The university announced that the phrase such as field of study will be replaced by practicum. See, it's all the new cult words. In order to advance the cause of anti-racism. So it's the new leftist speak so they know you're following what they're saying and go along with it. Unbelievable. And it's not nonsensical. It's cult programming. Now, we've got another example when we come back of this. Remember that member of parliament who got up and read the government statistics about heart attacks increasing from the poison shot, which is all confirming by the CDC? He is being removed from his committee chairmanships in the UK. The prime minister is decrying him as anti-Semitic for saying the new Holocaust are these poison shots, and that Dr. Mengele did unauthorized medical experiments, and that this is similar to Joseph Mengele. It is. And now it's anti-Semitic if you liken it to what Hitler did. What? See, I mean, this is next level, ladies and gentlemen. And this is how they use political correctness for total control. They can carry out their real eugenics operations. The ADL, all these people are the real Nazis. They're as close to Nazis as anything I've ever seen. We'll be right back with hour number two straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.